You know, that's been going on, like, in the Bay Area. There's a thing about, like, people lighting cars on fire. Have you heard about this?
No.
Like, every, first of all, by the way, it's like, have you, I feel like whenever I say, have you heard about this, I feel like I'm Jay Leno.
Have you seen this? Have you heard
about
this?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's not like these fires. Have you heard about this? Have you heard about this? It's crazy. I mean, there's like these, you know.
Hey, when you introduce the topic, you need to take up 45 seconds. You can't just say, hey, then people lighting cars on fire. You got to say,
have you heard about this? It's crazy. I mean, like, what's going on? It's like, and Kevin will be like, no, man, I haven't heard about that. What's going on, Jay? Oh, Kevin, it's crazy. Here's what's happening.
Oh, know? He's leaving the program.
I heard about that.
Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this? But yeah, like, all over the Bay Area, like, I think, like, once every 2 or 3 weeks, there's just a car on fire. Like, somebody lights parked cars on fire, just like, because they, I don't know why, they haven't caught them.
That's more than a prank. That's pyromania.
It used to be in the city, but I think now, like, you hear about it more in the East Bay, like, or, like Oakland or Vallejo or something like that. Mm. But, like, there used to be a couple incidents. I think it was back around, maybe it's Christmas or New Year's, maybe it was, like, last year or something like that. Like, cars just, like, randomly all over the city were just like, oh, there's a car on fire. Like, I don't know how they do that, you know? Like, how do you set a car on fire? You just, like, put a bomb on it or something, right? I mean,
I think you'd probably use gasoline.
I guess, but you would think it'd be pretty conspicuous to see somebody, like, pouring gasoline over
that's
a car.
Probably cheating,
like,
yeah.
Though, you know, there are a lot of things that you would think would be conspicuous, but in San Francisco, they kind of go unnoticed.
Right, I once
saw a guy walking down my street. And now, I mean, granted, my street's a little weird, but this guy was walking down my street, and it just seemed strange. He looked, you know, homeless or potentially homeless. He was sort of walking in a long stride, and he had his hand sort of by his groin, you know? But it wasn't like his penis was hanging out or anything like that. He just had his hand by his groin. And he was walking, and he was looking around him as he was walking by these cars and sort of, like, making sure nobody was watching him.
Right.
And there was a police car kind of cruising by, and he, like, noticed them. But he's walking by these cars on the, sort of almost on the curb. And then I noticed he is shooting pee in bursts on cars as he walks by them. I was like, that is not only disgusting, but it shows a good amount of control as you're walking between strides, like only as, you know, the, I guess, as his right foot was back and left foot forward, was he letting it out.
Oh, okay, he was walking up the street like that.
Yeah,
all right, all right.
Yeah.
That is that's quite a prank, I guess.
It's more than a prank. It's one of those strange things you see in San Francisco.
Actually, the other day, I think I was in your neighborhood, and we saw a guy. I think, for some reason, guys like to go on cars, I feel like. This is not an uncommon phenomenon.
Oh, like pee on cars.
Yeah, I think it's just like, oh, there's. It's almost like a dog syndrome. It's like, I need to pee on something. There's a car there. I'm going to pee on it, right?
What does that say about us as a species?
I mean, it's like, we're somehow, like, you know, why do dogs always want to, like, go on something? Because I think it's like, it must make them feel good, like, in some sort of, like, lower basal, like, in their head.
The territorial thing.
Well, I don't even know if it's that. I think it just, like, must satisfy...
Are you talking about the dogs or the people?
Both. Mm. Well, I mean, more specifically dogs, but it's, like, it must satisfy some sort of, like, thing in their head to, like, it makes them feel at ease to, like, be going to the bathroom and be next to something.
Mm, yeah.
You know? I mean, the territorial thing for sure, you know? But it's, like, because, like, I don't think people are territorial, but guys do this still. It's
well,
like,
have you ever gone to the bathroom just in open space? Like, on a like a field where there's nothing out
no,
there?
Because I think, and, like, but, I mean, how often are you in open field?
It's,
like,
well,
not very common.
It's something that's different, and I had this chance when I was, you know, in the Peace Corps, and there's just, like, tons of space, and you have to use the bathroom, and there's no bathroom, so you go out in the open field.
But people are always looking for a place
right.
to go, right?
You're looking for a tree.
Right!
You're looking for something, because it's sort of like, I don't know, it might just be a privacy thing, you know?
I mean, it might be a, and that, what I'm saying is, like, and somehow, like, you can't put your finger on it, but, like, when you find a tree, you're like, this feels right. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, there's nobody here. And
well,
like,
but is it instinctual? Is it built in? Or is it conditional because you're used to peeing into a toilet or a urinal?
But to,
this is the worst conversation we've ever had on a podcast.
But it's like, a toilet urinal is always the opposite, right? Where, like, here you're looking for, like, a void in you know, like a system of a void, you know, like a hole or whatever. Like, even people would prefer a hole than, like, just a flat ground. And it might be that, like, maybe a tree is kind of like, you'll never sit on a tree. But although you might, I don't know.
You would sit on a tree, I think.
But it's weird that you would look for a tree, right? And then when you find that tree, even though there's nobody around, it's like, hey, this is the right place. This is the right place for this
tree. Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's why I'm saying, like, in your mind, it must, like, satisfy something. Like, must give you, like, it's almost like eating, like, a salty or sweet food, you know? It's like, This is good. I don't know what's good about it, but it's just good. You know, it, like, satisfies that sort of, like, salty, sweet, fat sort of, like, desire for something, you know? Mm. And so, to bring it back, I feel like people, men especially, like to go on cars, especially on the tires.
Homeless men.
Or no, just men. No, just men. Like, and, like, going back to, like, the people who drink a lot. Mm. Or, like, to excess and, like, in college or, like, whatever. You'll always see the guys just always going on cars. Like, at the end of the night, like, if you're downtown in the middle of the night, or even if you're in, like, you know, like, some college town, you know, Chico State or San Diego State, I bet if you just drive around, you'll see a handful of guys going on cars. Just because, like, it just feels natural. I don't know why.
Mm. You don't think there's an element of screw you involved?
I think there is. But I think it also feels really nice. Like, and they don't go on the handle. They don't go on the hood. They go on the tire, I feel like. They go around the corner of the car, I feel like. This is just, and to take it back even further, like, what I'm trying to say is, when I was in your neighborhood the other week, I saw a guy going on a car, but he was standing in the road. Like, he wasn't on the curbside. He was on the roadside.
I think I've seen that guy.
Which is kind of like, well, that kind of, it's like you're almost less conspicuous because the people who are going to comment are on the curb. If you're in a car, what are you going to do? Well, there's a guy I'm driving, no big deal, right? But yeah. It's like if you're on the curb.
Well, what if you hit a man peeing? That would just be worse than just hitting a man.
Honey, what happened today? Well, I hit a man. How did you do that? Well,
he was peeing on the street side of the car. Don't you know you're supposed to pee on the curbside?
But it's funny because, like, you know, like, in the city, like, yeah, you're right. Things kind of go unnoticed. And it's like, this is almost a way to be less conspicuous is to, like, kind of, like, be in the... It's conspicuous to the drivers, but to everybody else, you're like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, you're just going? No big deal. All right. Well, I don't even know what you're doing because I'm just head forward right now at this point. I'm just like, there's odd things going on that car on the other side of the street, but I'm just going to... I'm going to go forward here because, like, I don't even want to know.
It's weird, though. I mean, talking about things going unnoticed and hopefully moving this conversation away from urination.
Urination situation.
You're in luck. We have a new topic.